on September 21st, 1979, at New York's Palladium, frustration boiled over as bouncers forced the crowd to stay seated. Clash bassist Paul Simonon unleashed his fury, raising his precision bass and smashing it to pieces. A moment frozen forever by photographer Penny Smith. The shattered instrument was later recovered and now stands as a relic of punk rebellion at the Museum of London.
It's the most perfectly broken bass as an art piece.
The image became the iconic London Calling cover.
After losing his halibut gear to the ocean floor during a rough summer season, Chuck Carlson is running low on options and on food. With his freezer nearly empty, he's got no choice but to engineer a brand new setup if he wants to restock on badly needed protein. A risky move that could make or break his season.
A shocking tragedy seizes the nation's attention.
Shanann Watts and her two young daughters haven't been seen in the last 2 days.
As Chris Watts' family vanishes.
How does this happen?
We take you deep inside this horrifying investigation and through Chris Watts' own chilling testimony.
The truth was about to come out and everyone was going to know what it was.
We trace his descent from picture-perfect family man to a monster. This is Music City, home of cowboys, country legends, and of course, the famous Nashville Hot Chicken.
Amazing.
But look a little closer and you'll find a crew of brilliantly unhinged chefs cooking up dishes heavier, greasier, and more irresistible than anything else in America. One bird built for this high-altitude life, the city grouse. And she's not alone. In just 13 weeks, her chicks must grow up, if fate allows.